This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, everybody. I've written out the ayah of Ramadan, most of it anyway, in this way because I wanted to highlight something about how it's organized. I'm going to go through the translation real quick. If you don't know Arabic, I don't need you to feel bad, even though if you feel a little bit bad, I'm okay with that. The month of Ramadan is the one in which the Quran was revealed. It's the first thing. It's a guidance for humanity. It's clear proofs from within the guidance. And it's the separation, Al-Furqan. Then whoever witnesses the month among you should fast, and whoever is sick should make it up in other days. Okay. Allah wants ease for you. He doesn't want difficulty for you. So you complete the count so that you declare Allah's greatness in the way that He guided you, and so that you become grateful. So I'm going to highlight something that's pretty cool about the structure of this ayah. And that is the month of Ramadan is the one in which the Quran was revealed. And of course, for which we should be ultimately grateful. The greatest blessing of Allah, the Quran, was given in this month. The greatest guidance to humanity was given in this month. For all things that we can be grateful to Allah for, that is the greatest act of Allah's love, care, and mercy. Ar-Rahman allama al-Quran. So the conclusion corresponds to the introduction. There were three descriptions of the Quran as in its role in guiding us. And they were Huda lin-nas wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal-furqan, guidance for people, proof from within the guidance, and separation between truth and falsehood. And by the end, Allah says, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, so you declare Allah's greatness based on how He guided you. This was an elaborate description of His guidance, and here He says, and I gave you that description, so that you now declare His greatness in accordance with His guidance. So guidance and guidance repeat themselves in the beginning and in the end. He says then, whoever witnesses the month among you should fast, and whoever can't make it up, other days, meaning complete the count. And so here He says, so that you may complete the count. So that you may complete the count. How do you complete the count? Fast the entire month, make it up in other days. So this has been briefly completed here, so that you may complete the count. The middle, Allah says He wants ease for you, and He doesn't want difficulty for you. That's the center of the ayah. He wants ease for you and not difficulty. So in that sense, the ayah is actually a literary symmetry from the beginning to the end. The conclusion corresponds, or the introduction corresponds to the conclusion. The second item, guidance, corresponds to declaring Allah's greatness based on guidance. The third item, whoever fasts should complete the count so that you complete the count. They correspond to one another. And of course, He wants ease and not difficulty correspond to one another. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.